Today, on this episode of the PeerDirect Special Spotlight.
Headaches in MOH often become dull. They're bilateral. They're less responsive to usual treatments. They often start early in the day. We often see our patients tell us, you know, I wake up with a headache every morning.
Today, Drs. Hutchinson and Hindier join the podcast to discuss breaking the migraine cycle, understanding medication overuse headache in this PeerDirect Specialist Spotlight. All opinions expressed are those of the presenters and do not necessarily reflect the views of this educational initiative's supporters.
Hello, I'm Dr. Susan Hutchinson, a UCNS certified headache specialist and founder of the Orange County Migraine and Headache Center in Irvine, California.
And I'm Dr. Neda Hindier, a UCNS certified headache specialist and chief medical officer at Haven Headache and Migraine Center in California.
Thank you for joining me, Neda.
It's my pleasure to be here, Susan.
So Neda, medication overuse headache is something we see fairly often in the clinic in patients with pre-existing primary headache disorders like migraine. It occurs when a cycle of medication overuse results in increased headache frequency, whereby the medication indicated for the treatment of the primary headache becomes the cause of headaches. As we both know, it can lead to enormous disability and suffering and plays a significant role in the transformation from episodic to chronic headache disorders like chronic migraine. Let's spend a few minutes discussing medication overuse headache, some of the clinical features, diagnosis, and management strategies.
Sounds like a great plan. So let's first talk about what the clinical features of medication overuse headache, or MOH, looks like. What I often see is daily or near daily headaches, and usually that amounts to more than 15 days per month. Headaches in MOH often become dull. They're bilateral. They're less responsive to usual treatments. They often start early in the day. We often see our patients tell us, you know, I wake up with a headache every morning, and then they can persist. Patients may report a history of episodic migraine attacks or even less severe attacks like tension-type headaches that worsened over time with increased medication use.
Completely agree. And some of the associated symptoms are things like nausea, irritability, difficulty concentrating, and certainly depression or anxiety that can occur, co-occur, or it can even worsen.
That's exactly what I see as well. And also we see things like the sensitivity to light, the sound, the smell, you know, all of those symptoms we see with a migraine attack as well. And MOH is commonly associated with frequent use of certain medications. And we certainly see this with triptans, with ergotamine medications, with NSAIDs. So even things over the counter like Aleve or Advil and combination analgesics, especially those that contain caffeine or opioids. And really that leads us to opioids and barbiturates that are especially high risk for these patients. Would you agree there?
Oh, completely. And I'm so glad that in our work at Haven, we do not prescribe any barbiturates or opioids. And I would strongly encourage any provider to not even go there when it comes to, you know, treatment of migraine. So let's take a moment now, Ned, and look at what are the diagnostic criteria for MOH, medication overuse headache. Well, as you mentioned, it's a headache that occurs 15 or more days a month in a patient that has a pre-existing headache disorder, very commonly migraine. And then what's happened is over 3 months or more, they've begun to regularly overuse one or more of their acute headache medication. You mentioned triptans. I think we see a lot more than we used to because they're generic and they're not expensive. We certainly, sadly enough, still see opioids and certainly combination analgesic. Just the other day, I saw a patient and she averages 2 to 3 Excedrin a day, every day. So when they're using these medications 10 or more days a month, that certainly can lead and help support the diagnosis. And then even with your simple analgesics, things like acetaminophen or NSAID, if they're using those 15 or more days a month, that also can lead to medication overuse headache. and also to meet the criteria the headache has developed or it's markedly worsened during this time of medication overuse.
Yeah, I completely agree. And for a lot of my patients now, I highly recommend that they don't use any opioids. And as you mentioned, that's not something we prescribe or recommend. And same thing with butalbital-containing substances. So we really have to be careful. And then we have to be really careful in educating patients on what's safe to do and the frequency of use for these certain acute medications. And one other important thing that we have to think about also when we're noticing an increase in headache frequency and severity is excluding other causes of headache. What would you typically do in that case?
You know, I'm extra concerned that if they have an underlying systemic illness, especially let's say they have cancer, maybe the reason they're taking more acute medication is maybe that cancer has metastasized to their brain. So I think there are cases where we need to consider neuroimaging. And we need to think about, yes, it could be MOH, but is there a secondary headache, again, like tumor or infection?
I completely agree. And when we talk to our patients and we talk about management strategies, I think one of the most important things we can do next is really education. So we want to inform patients that the frequent use of acute medications really may be contributing to the persistence of their headaches and really emphasize the rebound effect and explain the withdrawal process. Could you talk a little bit about what this withdrawal process looks like for overused medications?
Absolutely. And to go back just for a moment, when I talk to patients, I sometimes try to have them understand the very thing they're taking for their acute headache is actually working against them. And I'll sometimes say, you know, look at the quality of your life. Wouldn't you like to feel better? So we have an option, as you know, when a patient's taking too much of something. We can either do the abrupt discontinuation. I sometimes call that the cold turkey. Do we just abruptly stop it? And some of our patients, that's maybe what they want, you know, get it over with. This is probably, you know, pertinent to both the triptans and the NSAIDs, but we do have to really be careful with opioids, barbiturates, benzodiazepines. There we may need to do gradual tapering due to the risk of withdrawal symptoms. But it's so important, isn't it, when we're seeing a patient that you have to say, you know, you're probably going to get worse before you get better. You just be prepared for that. I've even sometimes had people take time off from work, try to, you know, have an easier schedule, because it could take, in some cases, days, other times, maybe 2 weeks during this withdrawal phase. And that can be a tough time for them.
I totally agree. And in that time, I sometimes use bridging therapy, which can be really helpful to get them over that phase. And so during this withdrawal, we can use short-term use of particular medications. And we can use NSAIDs, certainly if that's not the overused drug. We can use steroids as well, like a prednisone taper. We can use certain antiemetics like metoclopramide for nausea that may be occurring as well. And things like DHE or dihydroergotamine. And certainly this is better used in more controlled settings. But I think the next step that we always want to talk about with our patients is preventative therapy. Could you talk a little bit about that and what we would do here as a next step?
Yes, certainly. And I think, you know, in the past, when I would see headache patients, I would think, gosh, if they're in MOH, medication overuse headache, it doesn't make sense to start a preventive because it's not going to help. Well, we found that not to be the case. So in other words, what we're finding now is even if they're in MOH, go ahead and get a preventive on board, because maybe that can help them move away from that acute medication. So if they have migraine and that was their primary headache and now they've transformed into this MOH, we can consider things like topiramate, valproate, beta blockers, or the newer category of the CGRP, monoclonal antibodies. But certainly non-pharmacological interventions are so important. Things like cognitive behavioral therapy, biofeedback, relaxation training, and I think that can ultimately help with the success when we're trying to get people out of MOH.
I totally agree. And when we think about how frequently to see these patients, they really do need some long-term follow-up. I think frequent visits to really monitor for for relapse and reinforce lifestyle modifications is really important. We certainly encourage headache diaries, and at Haven, we actually use a text-based diary that we track patients' headaches daily for them. We also track their medication use, and this is something that's really important to do for patients, especially in those who've had medication overuse headache, and also understand a little bit more about their headache patterns. So ultimately reinforcing the limitations on acute medication use. We think about, I would tell patients 10 or less days of triptans is a good threshold, 15 days or less for simple analgesics. If that gets too confusing, I kind of tell them, just think about in any given month, 10 to 12 days of an acute treatment.
I do the same, but I do often tell women, now, if you have that one bad week a month because you're a menstrual migraine and you need to take a little bit more during that time, don't panic. I'll say what we're trying to do is make sure it's not week after week after week. And what I also sometimes tell patients, if you're needing more than 10 days a month of your triptan, we need to be doing a better job preventatively. That way, it's a collaborative approach, and I'm not pointing my finger at them. I'm saying, let's work together, because wouldn't it be better to not have the headache in the first place? So in fact, when we look at prognosis, the good news, Netta, is most patients will improve with medication withdrawal and initiating preventive therapy. And as we've discussed, it's probably good to do both at the same time. Certainly recurrence is possible because, you know, sometimes things happen in people's lives. Maybe they have a divorce, a child has an illness. And so sometimes they start overutilizing again. So I think we do want to try to see these patients more often because of that. Unfortunately, sometimes chronic headache can persist, but this would be the minority. And if that's happening despite optimal management, they may need referral to a place that can do multidisciplinary care.
Yeah, I completely agree. Really, the most important thing is here a collaborative effort with the patient for the best outcomes.
Completely agree. So, Netta, that's about all the time we have. I want to thank you for this great conversation and review of medication overuse headache.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, Susan. And thank you to our audience for watching.
And that's today's special spotlight. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, what's my flash briefing? Thanks today to our guests, Drs. Hutchinson and Hindier. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.